USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Labor says weekly unemployment insurance claims have fallen to their lowest levels since the beginning of the pandemic. The new data showing 376,000 people filed new claims last week, continuing a downward trend over the last few months. The unemployment rate still remains higher than pre-pandemic levels at 5.8% in May. And the CDC says the number of cases of heart inflammation in younger recipients of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccines were higher than expected, but still rare. The agency says it's received 275 cases of inflammation in 16 to 24-year-olds following their second dose of the vaccine, based on data from its vaccine safety monitoring system. Scientists say more research is needed to determine how much of a factor the vaccine played in those cases. The CDC emphasizes that the number of cases is still very small compared to the number of people who have received the vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The Department of Justice will prioritize investigating a large leak of taxpayer data. Lance Pry has more.
Attorney General Merrick Garland told reporters that investigating the source of a massive leak of taxpayer information behind an article by ProPublica will be one of his top priorities. The article revealed that in recent years, despite their wealth, billionaires such as Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and businessman Michael Bloomberg and George Soros paid zero federal income taxes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Lake Mead, a major source of water for 25 million people in the western U.S., has dropped to its lowest level in history. The lake fell to just over 1,071 feet above sea level, the reservoir's lowest levels since its creation in the 1930s. Most of the western U.S. is experiencing drought, with much of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah seeing the most severe drought conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New data from Customs and Border Protection shows that border agents encountered more than 180,000 migrants in May, a slight increase from April, and still on pace for a 20-year high. Representative Pat Fallon says that the federal government has the means to stem the flow of illegal immigrants coming to the border, but the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration doesn't want to use them.
There's no will. But we have the means to do so. President Trump did that when he had the migrant protection protocols, in other words, the wait in Mexico policy. He was deporting bad actors. He was building a wall. And he was saying, if you come here, you're not going to get welfare easily. And now what we're seeing is Biden has reversed it. And they're lying to us. Mayorkas testified in front of the Homeland Security Committee in the House and said that the border is secure 2 months ago. That was a lie.
And the state of California has appealed a federal judge's ruling that struck down the state's assault rifle ban. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez ruled last week that the state's ban violated the Second Amendment and kept Californians from owning weapons readily available in other states. California Attorney General Ron Bonta claimed the judge's ruling was a legal outlier. Gun rights advocates say they intend to continue litigation over the state's ban all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. California's ban on assault-style weapons was the first in the nation to be enacted, going into effect in 1989. Six other states currently have similar bans on their books. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.